Welcome to Reclaiming Womanhood, where we encourage you to boldly become the woman God has perfectly designed you to be. I am your host, Allison Powers, and today we are diving into another powerful topic that will empower you through God's Word to go against the grain of today's culture, reclaim womanhood, and walk it out as moms, wives, and sisters in Christ. Let's get into today's show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Reclaiming Womanhood podcast. This is your host, Allison Powers, and I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. It is officially December and it is the holiday season. Some of you may have gotten your Christmas decorations up this past week. I know we did about a week and a half ago, right before Thanksgiving, actually got all of our Christmas decorations up, and we are just ready for this holiday season to commence. It is definitely a different holiday season than we've ever had. Obviously, you guys know I don't have to remind you of the 2020 craziness, but that's why I wanted to drop in this episode today, because today we're going to talk about my best tips for a stress-free holiday season. And I think that's especially important this year as there's so much added stress taking place, just things in the back of our minds that's going on. And I really think that after this episode, you're going to be very, very encouraged, because the best tips that I have for you can absolutely help you to grab hold of your mind and just take hold of your thoughts and have a less stressful holiday season. So I want to say this, though, before I dive into the topic, there are two extremes we're going to talk about today, and there are two extremes that are completely opposite that we want to avoid both of them. And so my best tips for a holiday season are, and I'm very careful with how I say this, I'm not going to call it self-care, because I'm not, the whole self-care movement has really gotten, just gone off the deep end. It has, you know, it's become such an obsession, almost an idol, this whole self-care movement, self-love movement, so much so that it's distracted us from what life is really about. It's not, our life is not, really solely about taking care of our own selves and our own bodies and being the best, healthiest versions of ourselves. Now, well, that's a good thing. We can get all consumed in that lifestyle. So when I say, as I'm going to talk about self-care, that's what is going to be the secret to the stress-free holiday. I really, really want to remind you that I am not talking about this self-love movement that we're seeing in the culture. We've been seeing in the culture for years now, especially on social media. And I talk about this often, the be the best version of yourself, believe in yourself movement, yada, 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 all that stuff. No, I'm not talking about that, because that's not what we're called to do. We look into scripture even for a little bit, you'll see very quickly that that's not at all what God says for us to do. So let's talk about that. So first of all, the two extremes. So you have one extreme, which I kind of already touched upon, is the extreme that is so obsessed with self-care, that we're so obsessed with doing all the self-care things for our bodies and our minds and for ourselves spiritually and emotionally, that we neglect what God's called us to in this season, whether that be motherhood, being a wife, serving in some capacity or another, that we get so caught up in the self-care that we totally neglect what God's actually calling us to. And we can convince ourselves, you know, well, I need to be healthy in order to do what God's called me to. Well, yes, we do. Absolutely. But there's a balance. And so we need to be careful not to go off that deep end. The opposite is just as true, though. There's also those of us who get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of things and doing stuff for everyone. Like, you're the person who will go out of your way to serve people, to love on people, to do all the things. And also can be not even, it could be like overwhelming yourself with having the best Christmas decorations and baking all the cookies because that's what Pinterest says so. And we're just doing all these things. We have so much on our list that we completely and totally neglect any aspect of self-care because there's just no time left on our list. And so as I'm explaining this, I'm sure you can identify with either one of those. And I know I can. At different times in my life, I've been able to identify with both of those at different times. And so the idea here is that we kind of meet in the middle and we adopt a few self-care techniques throughout the holiday season in such a way that provides us balance and clarity in our minds so that we can focus on what this holiday season is truly about, and we can do what God's calling us to do in the season. We can hear what He's calling us to do in the season. So what are my best tips for having a stress-free holiday season, that is focusing on a few self-care activities. Now, I created a cute little checklist for you to download. You can go and download it at allisonpowers.com/self-care checklist, I believe. Hold on a minute. I'm probably going to give you the wrong address. I lied. It's at allisonpowers.com/stress-free-holiday, and I'll have that in the notes. In the show notes, and there'll also be a place where you can click a link and have put your email in, and it'll email it to your inbox. Anyways, this checklist is a really cute little checklist that just gives you 5 different things to try to focus on each day. And now 5 sounds like a lot because you're probably like, "What? What are the 5 things?" And I can't add 5 things to my to-do list. I get it. So I'm going to tell you right now, there are 2 on there that are essential. The rest of them, if you can add them in, great. If you can't, you're improving greatly. Okay. So I'm going to go through those 5 things on the checklist that I put out there and why I think they're important. So the first things first on this self-care checklist that I created for you is prayer. Spending time in prayer every single day. Maybe that's not what you're going to find on a self-care checklist that you're going to go look up on Pinterest at all. The first thing you're going to find is exercise or healthy eating, this, that, and the other. The most important thing you can do is go and sit at the feet of the Lord and talk to Him and meet with the Lord each and every single day. Pour out your heart to Him. Listen to what He has to say to you. And if you're new to prayer, if that's something that you're not used to doing, it takes time. But you know what? Just making the time and the effort to go do it will get there eventually, and you will be super blessed by it. But it will also benefit you in so many different ways. God calls us to cry out to Him. He calls us to pray to Him. So it's not something that we should do when we remember. It's not something that we should do here and there, this, that, and the other. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, I think 5:17, I want to say, it says that we are to be praying without ceasing. That means praying nonstop, all the time. Now, does that mean you're to be constantly on your knees with your hands folded, praying? No, but that means that when you wake up, pray. When you wake up in the middle of the night, pray. When you wake up, when you're going throughout your day, pray. All the things. Keep your mind fixed on God and constantly just talk to Him. And like you would a friend, He is like your father. He is like your friend. And He says that to us. I believe it is 1 Thessalonians, yes, 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Actually, the verse before that, my pastor just preached on this week. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Guys, some people I've heard ask, and I've definitely asked this question, like, what's God's will for my life? That's His will for your life, that you would pray without ceasing, that you would be thankful no matter what circumstance you're in. So that's God's will for your life. And be joyful at all times. That's what He wants you to do. And He will bless you for it. And He will show you, oh, that's why you wanted me to do this, Lord. That's why. And it will take time, but it will happen. So just be consistent with that. So that's the first thing, self-care checklist. Self-care checklist item number 2 to help you keep not stressed out during the holidays is find time to be in the Word. Read your Bible every single day. Don't tell me you don't have enough time. Trust me, you have enough time. You need to make time for it. This is one of those things you must make time for what's important. And this is the most important thing. We have to know what God's Word says. We have to know what truth is. And if we don't know what truth is, we can't know the lies that are being spewed out in the world. I'm going to take a quick second, and I'm not trying to give a hard time to any religion or anything, but I am going to call this one thing out that I was reading today about the Pope. And again, I'm not trying to bash the Catholic religion, because if we're being completely honest, we see this happening across the board in many different Christian denominations, whether it's a non-denominational church, whether it's the Catholic Church, whether it's Lutheran. We see this popping up here and there, all over the place. And so, again, not picking on the Catholic Church, just what I happen to have been reading this morning, but just want to drive my point home is how important it is to know the truth and to be aware of what God's truth is. But I am just going to say this, that I was reading a few articles about the Pope and some things he was saying about about how COVID-19 should be dealt with. He was saying about one world order, how all the whole world should globally be under the United Nations, and the United Nations should rule the world, and how, what else was he saying? How social justice needs to take place. Oh, that's why we needed one world order, so that the government could ensure social justice. And then, you know, it's been in the news, and I'm sure you've seen it, but the Pope also said that same-sex marriage was okay. Same-sex, he called it something else. Anyways, unions, same-sex unions were okay. This, that, and the other. Okay, now, again, I don't care if it was the Pope. I don't care if it was the president. I don't care who said it. My point is, I'm not trying to bash this Catholic religion. Okay, so if you're Catholic and you hear me saying this, don't feel like I'm trying to bash that. But my point is this, we need to be in God's word to know what the truth is, because we can very easily be like, wait, the Pope said this? So is that what God's word says? No, it's not. It is absolutely not what God's word said. It's so starkly against God's word. That's why we need to know for ourselves what God's word says, what is true and what is not true. And we cannot rely on someone else to teach us, to tell it for us. We need to know without a shadow of a doubt on our own. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't be attending church and going to church and being fed there, but don't take your pastor's word for it per se every Sunday. Go in and dive into scripture on your own. I believe it's in 2 Peter, how he was saying that in the last days, 2 Peter chapter 2, in the last days, there would be lots of false teachers. There would be people spewing messages that were flat out lies, and that they would come in the last days very, very, very strongly. I'm going to read to you just a quick excerpt out of 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1-3. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. And it goes on to talk about describing these false teachers and how there will be. You guys, there's plenty of them in the world right now. I can spot them very, very easily. Those who are saying destructive heresies. But if you don't know what God's word says, then you're not going to be able to discern that, and you will be fooled and led astray by that. So I encourage you to get into God's word. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and to lead you to know the way of truth. John 8:32 says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. That is so important. And these two things, prayer and being in God's word, each and every day throughout the holiday, is going to turn your life, your stressed out life that you have been living probably most of 2020, if you have been very stressed out about life in 2020, and even more so now during the holidays with everything added to it, I encourage you to make these two things a priority, and don't even listen to the rest of this podcast. Like, stop right here, because these are the two things that matter above anything else. And if that's all you get done in a day, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Sit with your kids. Have your kids read the Bible with you, and just talk about it together. It doesn't have to be anything very flowery and creative. Just read your Bible. Okay, a chapter a day. So on the self-care checklist, it gives you a little bit of guidance. It says, read at least a chapter a day, pick a verse and journal about it, how you can apply it to your life. That's what I've been doing for years. I have journals upon journals that I have written in, reading my Bible a chapter at a time, sometimes more, but a chapter at a time, picking a verse and asking the Lord how I can apply that to my life, or talking to him about what I've learned from it. And I've been so blessed by it, and I know you will be too. Okay, so the next self-care activity that can help you to have a less stressed out holiday is a recharge activity. Now, what do I mean by a recharge activity? Guys, we haven't even got to exercise yet, okay? You know exercise is going to be on the list, but it's like not even my number three. So a recharge activity, that is something that I like to call like the activity that fills you up, like whatever it is that God, he created each of us to be filled up in a different way, and he created us with different likes and desires and different talents. And so whatever that might be that fills you up, spend at least 15 minutes, make it a priority to do that, because that's how God wired you. So you should be using that to refuel yourself and fill yourself up, because this is the season, of giving. This is the season of serving and loving. But if we are so stressed out and not focusing on God's word and not focusing, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus and not recharging ourselves, I guess, and letting ourselves be burnt out, then we're not going to be any good to anybody in this world. Nobody. So some examples of recharge activity, it truly can be anything for any person. So for, you know, if you like to sing or play piano, maybe that's your recharge activity. Maybe just sitting down at the piano and playing and singing. Maybe you like to sew. Maybe sewing is your recharge activity, or knitting. Maybe you like to read. Maybe you like to graphic design. I found that to be like a new kind of sort of hobby of mine. And I like to just sit down and play with this graphic design thing. Anyways, weird. Anyways, so it might be something different for any person. Maybe you like to go cut wood. That would be my husband's, probably his recharge activity. Go out there and cut wood and sweat and just be by himself in the woods. Whatever it might be, make time to do that. And if it's not every day, at least 3 or 4 times a week, like try to make time to do that. Again, I'm talking 15 minutes. You got 24 hours in a day. It's not like it's going to take over your life. And again, I'm very much not the person for this self-love. I made that clear, self-love movement where it's all about you. Like, no, okay, you can recharge, but really it's not all about us. The world doesn't revolve around us. It's about serving and loving others. But that is a good thing, a good way to just clear your mind. And focus on, and while you do it, that could be one of the times, but you are praying without ceasing. Like while you do that thing, just have your mind on the Lord. And I think you'll be very blessed by it, and you'll be very, it'll help you just relieve that stress that you might be feeling. Okay, number 4, we are finally to the one that you probably thought was going to be number 1, and that is exercise. Again, guys, if you only get to the first 2, great. If you get to the 3rd one, awesome. 4th one, fine. Not a big deal, but don't make it your priority to exercise this holiday. I just said that. Yes. If you can't get the first 3 done, if you can't get the first 2 done, you better not be exercising. Do you hear me? If you cannot get prayer and Bible reading done in your day, I don't even want to hear that you went and exercised. I don't. I just don't. Because that's not the priority. Yes, it's important. We need to be physical in our bodies. Our bodies are not here to last forever. And if we don't take care of them, they will deteriorate faster. That is the way things go. Okay. Exercise is very good for your body. It's an important thing and something that we should strive for, but it is not the most important thing. So exercise is something that if you can do it, get moving for 30 minutes a day, at least 4 times a week, but work your way up to it. So say you did get Bible reading in, prayer in, like that, because this is like, I have this little checklist for you guys. It's 5 weeks long. So say the first week you just did the first 2, prayer and Bible reading. Awesome. Then week 3, you added in the recharge activity. And then finally week 4 comes around and you're like, you know what? I think I want to try to exercise. I want to add an exercise. It's okay if you don't do it 4 days a week. Just try to get it in twice that week. And then the next week, maybe try 3 times. Build it up. Like we're not going from zero to hero, zero to perfect. We're going little baby steps because that's how you make habits that stick. When you do small things for long periods of time, that's when a habit will stay and it will stick. All right. So my last and also quite important, you better not neglect this one. It's actually pretty easy. So I bet you already do it. But I'm just going to remind you, is the last thing that will help you to have less stressful holiday, believe it or not, is just drinking enough water. Maybe some of you are awesome at drinking water, but maybe not. And I think you will be so pleasantly surprised when you start drinking enough water that your body needs, how your body will change in the way it feels. You will at first, if you don't drink a lot of water, I will warn you, you will go through, your body will be slightly shocked when you start drinking a good amount of water, that you'll pee constantly, but that will not be forever. Your body eventually, I don't know the science behind it, but it just does eventually get used to it. This is the way my brain thinks of it, but I'm not a doctor, so this is probably wrong. But I always think like if you don't drink a lot of water, your body's not used to it. Like your body's kind of like dried out and like the water just slides right through. Like that's what I think of. I don't think that's the real science behind it. And then slowly as you keep drinking water, you know, things soften up on the inside and start to absorb the water like it should. No clue if that's science. I'm making that up, but that's just how I picture it. So, but I will tell you this from experience, eventually you will stop peeing like crazy and it will cleanse out your body, especially with all the added sugar that you're going to be eating during the holidays. Let's just be honest. It is super important to be drinking enough water to flush some stuff out. That's probably not the best choices that we're making eating wise in our bodies. So they say that you should drink half your body weight in ounces each and every day. So for example, Hold on, I gotta take a sip of water. If you weigh 120 pounds, you should drink about 60 ounces a day. So just take your weight, split it in half. That's about how many ounces you should drink. I'm sure you have water bottles that have the ounces on it or whatever it might be. I find that drinking with a straw helps me to drink so much more. I don't know what it is about having to actually lift the glass to my mouth. It's just way too much work. So I highly recommend the straw thing. I don't know what it is, but you will drink so much more. Don't know why. So that's just the way it is. All right, guys. So I tell you all of this because I think that, obviously, I think that self-care is important when we understand what self-care is from a biblical perspective. If we read through Proverbs 31, I love the book of Proverbs 31. It's the chapter Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. It talks about a vision of a wife who is just a godly wife. But nothing do you hear there is like, she got up and she made herself a kale salad and she drank 60 ounces of water and she went and worked out and she ran 10 miles. Like, it doesn't talk about that, but it does give us a little hints of things that were important to her that were self-care. Okay. And I'm going to read you a couple of those. So the first thing one is this, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So this woman feared the Lord. Okay. So that was something that was one characteristic about her, is that she feared the Lord. And she, and right here, it says that her lamp does not go out at night. Now, when I first read this, I was like, what, this woman stays up all night? Like, her lamp doesn't go out at night? What's going on? I can't be this woman. She stresses me out. But let's think about that again. Who is our light? Who is the light over our life? That is Jesus. And his lamp does not go out at night. So the light of my life, her light of her life is the Lord. And her lamp does not go out at night, meaning she is protected by her Lord, even at night. That's how I take that verse to be. Because it says that she even wakes up early. So, you know she wasn't up all night and then getting up early too. It just doesn't make sense. So if we're going to be logical about it, we know that the light that she's referred to in Proverbs 31 is the Lord. So that is one super awesome thing about Proverbs 31. She one self-care thing, she seeks the Lord, okay? All right, strength and dignity are her clothing. So she's strong, okay? We know this because it says it in a couple spots. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. I do think that is one part where maybe she didn't work out, but she worked hard. Do you know what I'm saying? And her arms were strong. She was not lazy. And so she was strong so that she could serve her kids and her family. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. I could go on and on reading this, but her life wasn't revolved around just herself. It was revolved around serving those around her. But yes, did she take care of herself? She did. She did by seeking the Lord and trusting in him and making herself strong. But she didn't do it for her own vanity. And she, because it says right here, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. She wasn't trying to be vain, but she was a woman who feared the Lord. And that is what we need to focus on. And that if we want to consider self-care, we want to make it a part of our life, we must first make sure that we know what self-care is and self-care should be through a biblical lens. So I have a product. If you don't know this, I have a planner that I have created. This is probably my third. I don't remember. I think 2018 was the first time I made a planner, so maybe it's my fourth. I don't know. Planner that I've created. And the whole idea of the planner is to help like-minded women to get on track with these important habits. So in the planner has a monthly spreads for you, but then each week there in the spread is an area for you to plan out intentionally what you're going to be reading in your Bible. If you're working on the exercise habit, if that's what you're doing, remember, Bible reading first. Planning out what exercises you're going to do that week, planning out your food, because hello, Proverbs 31 woman, she woke up and she fed her family. We got to feed our families, guys. I'm a huge proponent for doing things as God called us to. And so in this moment, if you are a mom and a wife, you have tasks that God calls you to and that are important. And that is cooking. And yes, that is taking care of your house. So in the planner, there's a space for you to say what cleaning tasks you're going to do, what you're going to eat that day, what cooking, what you're going to have for dinner that day. There's a daily habit tracker so you can work on different habits, because I know that every single person is at different parts in their habits. Some people may have the habit of reading their Bible down and need to work on maybe taking their vitamins, or maybe need to work on drinking water. So you can change out whatever habit you're working on and use the habit tracker. There's a lot of different tools in there to help you. I hate to call it self-care. I really struggle with that. But focus on the important self-care, the biblical self-care, so that you can serve and love those around you. That is what's important in this season and in this world, is that we be a light to those around us. But we're not going to be a light if we are sick and ill and in our houses and not able to go out and about. We have to do some part of taking care of us. And we're not going to be a light to people if we don't know what God's word says either. So that is why that is the most important. So this planner will be available in the next week, but you need to be on my email list so that you know when it becomes available. So if you're not on my email list, go and download that checklist in the show notes, and that will throw you on my email list, and then you'll know when exactly the planner comes out, where you can order it, and you'll be the first to know. So I want to end really quick with the verse. I picked a verse to put on the front of the planner this year, and I don't know how I never realized this verse until this week. I don't know. I just thought it was so applicable. So it's from the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 through 17. And it says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And I just really love that, because I think it's so important to be intentional with our time and not just let the days happen without planning them out. Don't get me wrong, I have days like that. I'm not like awesome at planning every single day out, but trying to do that, because I think that we can be so much more useful for the Lord when we are intentional with our time and we are intentional with how we cook for our family, how we provide food, how we clean our homes, so that we're not panicking to get the house clean, panicking to get food on the table. Like, we have a plan. So it's in place. We're not unaware of what the Lord has to say, because we planned to be in His word. We know what His word says. We planned to spend time in prayer, all of that. So this is what that planner is all about. It's not a perfect system, guys, but it is just a tool to help you get those habits down. So go ahead and download that checklist that I made for the stress-free holiday checklist, and it is in the show notes. And I hope you guys have an awesome week, and I will hopefully see you next week. Guys, this is a week after week. I'm back to like on the 1 week thing, so hopefully I can keep this up. All right, guys, have an awesome week. I will talk to you soon. Bye. For more encouragement and to find out where else we can connect online, visit AllisonPowers.com. Thanks for listening.